time to inform you of a special series of events coming up very soon now, with the kickoff event taking place next week right here in Manhattan. It's about managing your farm future, this put on by the Agricultural Economics Department here at Kansas State University. Joining us now, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist Robin Reed and the Riley County Extension Agricultural Agent Greg McClure. They're both instrumental in this program as it gets going the 13th of December, which is next Tuesday. Robin, first of all, outline what is planned here and its purpose, if you would.
Well, we know there's a lot of farmers out there that are aware of the situation we have here in Kansas and across the nation of the low commodity prices, tight margins, and profitability. And we wanted to offer a program that will help farmers be proactive in knowing where their operation is at as far as income projections and balance sheet, and just help them to know going into next year and in the future years that we might see these tight conditions, just how their operation will withstand these hard times.
And so you are organizing something here that will allow producers to analyze where they're at using the services of the Farm Analyst Program and a basic component of that.
So what we designed this workshop to do was take a little more, say, efficient approach to using our system that's already in place. A lot of the farmers and ranchers are aware of the Farm Analyst Program we offer through K-State, and that's where we have an analyst come out to the farm, sit at the kitchen table, work through the financials of the farm, putting together that balance sheet, looking at budgets for all the different enterprises, and coming up with a base business plan for that farm. And then from there, they can go into, on paper, looking at some alternatives to increase the profitability of that operation, the working capital on hand, and just a host of different things to try to make that operation more profitable and a little easier to withstand these hard times. Right. Now, the workshop approach that we're looking at is kind of came about because our Farm Analyst Program is already seeing a 25% increase in the calls that they're getting.
It is swamped, isn't
it? Yes, yeah. Yes. That's probably what I should just go out and say. So by putting this workshop on, we're hoping to timely reach some of those farmers that want to look at their numbers coming into 2017 and that can work with our farm analysts and county and district extension agents to do that same analysis, but in a workshop setting.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the Riley County Extension Office, Greg, comes in, helping to facilitate this, beginning with this kickoff meeting next Tuesday. So what have you arranged here?
Well, part of what we're doing is recruiting. So it's going to be my job, and that's what I've been doing, is trying to get some people interested. I've been inviting producers one-on-one. I've made some phone calls, texts, emails, and say, hey, I think you should do this. And not just the people that we might think are in trouble. I'm looking at this as an opportunity to make good managers better and maybe to get the firm footing under them before it finally hits that this is a tough time.
And in fact, you and Robin have enlisted the help of agricultural agents from around the state of Kansas to serve as farm analyst providers, right?
So we have a number of extension agents across the state, and really 8 or 10 in a close proximity here who've been trained with FinPAC. Mm. And so the intent is that we can have more people able to help more people by having more of us trained.
But it all gets going this coming Tuesday with this kickoff meeting. What will occur at that meeting? Robin?
Well, we wanted to just kind of do a kickoff meeting to kind of make people aware of what is FinPAC, what are they going to receive by going through a farm analyst service. And we're going to start off the night, though, with just an overview of where we're at in the farm economy. Dr. Michael Taylor with the Ag Econ Department here at K-State, I'm sure a lot of farmers have seen her out in the countryside. She's a very dynamic speaker and has a lot of information to share just on what we're seeing as far as land rental, land value, different trends in the finance picture and banker's perspective, and just kind of give farmers a view of where we're at and then kind of where we're going, looking at the futures markets and some longer term projections. It doesn't look like things are going to pick up again, especially in the next coming 2-3 years. So that kind of sets the stage of why is it important to look at your financials today and plan for the future. So the meeting next week, Tuesday, I just want to emphasize there's no commitment by attending this meeting that you do actually want to go through the entire workshop. Mm-hmm. We want to just have people come to be aware of the services, have a dinner, and then at that point they can decide if they do want to go through the actual FinPAC workshops coming up in January.
And on Tuesday, the director of K-State Farm Analyst, Dwayne Hund, will be on hand then to go through the nuts and bolts, if you will, of the FinPAC analysis.
Yes, he's going to do a presentation and kind of walk through what FinPAC, the computer software, does, give an example of what it will do, what results you will get when you do it with your own farm, when working with a farm analyst or county or district extension agent, and just set the stage of why this might be something good for your operation at any time, but especially now with the current conditions.
So this will be a great introductory event for folks who might be intrigued with the idea of having their operation analyzed through the FinPAC program. And then, Greg, in early January, on a couple of dates, those who wish to follow through with the actual analysis can do so by appointment at a single site right here in Manhattan.
That's correct. And those dates are January 10 or 11. It's scheduled to be half-day appointments, so we'll schedule those 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Figure we can handle 6 to 8 families at a time. We'll do those at Potter Hall, kind of spread out around the room. I think the important detail here is that while you may be working with one of the relatively newly trained agents, the experts will be in the room. So Dwayne Hund will be there, and we will have access to the guy that really knows what's going on.
So there'll be loads of backup as far as information and sorting through whatever problems might arise during
right.
those analyses.
And what we're trying to do is to get a baseline for what the operation is and then take a look at what changes could be made in that operation to make it more profitable.
Well, participation details then. Robin, with Tuesday not that long away, just a few days off, what should one do to at least reserve their spot for this introductory session?
Well, Tuesday's coming up pretty quick, so we actually need RSVPs today. So if they could call the Riley County Extension Office at 785-537-6350, or they can even go online at www.riley.ksu.edu. They can register online.
Very good. And we'll repeat that information in just a moment. And this is for the kickoff meeting. After folks have been part of that, they can register for the actual workshop times, or they can do that independently. Is that correct?
Yes. We will be offering that night that they can sign up for an appointment time there. We will send them home with a packet of information that they need to put together, records on their farm, different forms. So we have the information because the analysis is only as good as the information that's provided. So it's very important that the family over Christmas, over the holidays, gets together, puts together their records. And we really encourage the whole family to attend their workshop appointment. But even if they can't make the meeting next week, Tuesday, our kickoff meeting, we will certainly welcome them to sign up for an appointment time in January to go through the FinPAC analysis.
And do want to stress once again, all of this is being conducted here in Manhattan, but this is for anybody in the state interested, correct, Greg?
That's correct. And the first people to sign up are from farther in western Kansas. Hmm. So I already have that first appointment made for January 11th. And anybody wants to make those appointments, I do need a phone call to make those, right. The 785-537-6350. Because we'll need to get mailing address and some more details so I can get the packet sent to them.
Well, the farm analyst process is proven over time to be extraordinarily helpful for farm operations and families to sort through where they are financially with their operations. Given the state of commodity prices now, that's never been more important. So, Robin, in closing, you would like folks to be sure to take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely. And even if you – I know with the good yields we saw this year, a lot of farmers – are in a good financial position right now. But what we're worried about here in the department is going into 2017, if we return to normal yields but still have these low prices from having to use up the piles of grain that we have around the state and around the nation, another year of low prices and normal or low yields could really put farmers in a bind. So we want to just have farmers get ahead of this and be planning for the future.
Very good. We'll repeat the details shortly. Good luck to the both of you in this initial meeting next week, plus the follow-up workshops in January. Appreciate the briefing on this.
Thank you, Eric. Okay.
Joining us here, Robin Reed, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist, and Greg McClure, Riley County Extension Agricultural Agent. And once more, they, among many others, will be conducting this Managing Your Farm Future kickoff meeting next Tuesday, December the 13th, and following then with the workshop opportunities January the 10th or the 11th. All of this taking place at Potorf Hall on the Riley County Fairgrounds here in Manhattan. By the way, no fee whatsoever for attending this kickoff meeting. For more information and to register for that, call 785-537-6350. Again, that's 785-537-6350. Or go to www.riley.ksu.edu. Again, that's riley.ksu.edu. But be sure to take care of this business right away.